Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms. Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hi, Super Mama.
Welcome back to another episode of
the Super Mama.
Another
guest today.
Oh,
for sure.
I am one of your hosts, myself, me. My name is Bricia Lopez. I have a four-month-old baby girl and a five-year-old beautiful, handsome boy. I am Paulina's sister, who is on the other side of the screen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Paulina.
With her slay shirt.
It says slay all day. It's so old. It's my quehacer shirt. hi everyone, I'm Paulina. I'm Bruce's sister, co-host, and I am a mom of three little girls, 9, 6, and 3. And yeah, we're just, you know, trying to be a better version of ourselves every single day. If you are new to the show, welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood. And if you are a longtime listener, thank you, ladies. Love you. Where our hope is that you guys are doing well and thriving every single day.
And are healthy.
Healthy and blessed and all the good vibes to you.
Yes.
If you want to follow us on our social media, our Instagram and Twitter is @_supermamas, Facebook, Supermamas Podcast, and supermamas.com. And you can also send us an email or leave us a voicemail. You can send us an email at hello@supermamas.com or call our hotline 424-326-3707. We'd love to hear from you guys. See what you want to, when, you know, what have you been up to?
What have you been up to, Paulina?
Oh my God. What have I been up to? Well, I am actually getting my house ready. Well, not ready. You know, I know like my daughter has been complaining about the fact that I'm not getting her room ready. So today I woke up and since Dia is here helping me, I was like, well, today's the day. I'm going to start because if I don't, I'm never going to get to it. So yeah, I am transforming the rooms. Krista is, you know, getting rid of like a bunch of like toys for little kids and, you know, putting more stuff. And then I am slowly moving all of the toys and, you know, kids stuff, I guess. Well, little kid stuff to Sixth's room, who she'll be sharing with Sabina. So I am in the process of choosing a bunk bed. We never had bunk beds. Did we ever? Yeah, we did have bunk beds at some time, huh? We did have bunk.
I remember.
So I'm in the process of actually, you know, looking for bunk beds. I really don't know what to look for. I don't know what's the best thing. So if you guys have any tips for me, you know, let me know. I'm measuring the
some bunk bed tips.
Bunk bed tips. You know, I'm trying to find the best one. I'm looking on Wayfair because I know they have like so many things. So I'm looking there. I'm just looking in different places.
IKEA, right? Isn't it like IKEA? That's like my go-to place when I'm looking for something. Como de, like that's bueno, bonito, barato, you know?
Yeah. So I'm looking at different things and, you know, the girls are like excited because they're going to have a bunk bed. So that's going to be, you know, that's like the next step of getting Sixth into a regular bed and her not leaving every night, you know, like, you know, here we go. We're like, you know, cause she's still in the crib and she can't get out. So I'm like, okay, good night. And then, you know, even if she wants to, she can't leave. So I think that's going to be my next
step. Oh, she's still like in, she's still in a crib. You've never made it into a toddler bed. She's still crib. Oh.
I think our crib cannot turn into a bed. I would have, but it doesn't turn into a bed.
But it's good. It's good because she can't get out.
Exactly. So now if we get a bunk bed, that's just my concern. I'm like, oh, here we, you know, but yeah, this third quarter of the year for her, she's just like, wait a minute, why is there so many changes, what's happening? But you know, we are I'm doing that, so that's what I'm doing today. That's why I have my guesser shirt, I have my hat on, and I'm just bumping music and just, you know, trying to get my house ready. Also, mom and dad are coming soon, so I'm super excited. And
So in reality, you're clingy because mom's coming and she's gonna judge you hard for having a dirty ass house.
I'm rearranging and getting rid of organizing.
Yeah, there you go.
Because mom's coming.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There you go. So I'm also trying to find a bunk with that fits my mother. but yeah, that's where we're at. And then, you know, I'm excited that mom and dad are finally coming. We haven't seen them in, like, you know, my kids haven't seen dad in a year.
A year. Yeah. I haven't seen dad in a year too since last. No, did he come for? Yes, since last Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been a year that we haven't seen. Well, I saw dad on March. But
yeah, because you went and I didn't. No, I saw dad in October. That's when I went to Oaxaca in October. That was the last time I went to Oaxaca.
But that's like last year.
Oh my gosh, October. Then he came for Thanksgiving. So yeah, it was Thanksgiving. Jeez.
I know. It's been a year since he has seen the kids. So that's, I know. I'm excited. I'm excited to see them and, you know, spend some time with them. It's been a long time and I'm excited for the holidays next week, Thanksgiving. I am working out harder than before because I'm going to grub. I'm going to eat so much. So,
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I am waiting. Mom and I are going to have our Thanksgiving meeting on Saturday. So I'm so excited. I'm going to see everything that's going to happen. My husband and I are trying to figure out where we can get a tree. I want to get a tree in the house before Thanksgiving, but
I don't know. Like a real tree?
Yes, but I can't buy a real tree anywhere. I'm going to have to wait. I'm just going to have to wait. Oh, I really wanted a tree so bad. I wanted a tree so bad.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. So that's what's been up with us. That's what's up right now. I'm excited for the holiday. You know, the kids are not going to have school the whole week next week. So I'm excited.
Yeah, my kid too. Either. My kid's not. Yeah. Actually, he's going to have morning meetings 2 days. But no, he's not going to have school the day after.
I know. The girls are not going to have school. And I'm excited. They're like, whatever. But I'm excited. I'm like, oh, God, I don't have to be a teacher for like, you know, a few days. So I'm excited.
I am just trying to be patient every minute of my life. That's what I'm trying to do. And yesterday when my husband came home, you know what it is like. I think a lot of moms who are listening to us know what it's like when your husband comes home and he's just like, hey, what's up? Right. And you're like twerking, like twitching because you know, everything that's happening in the household. And again, you know, you have 3 daughters, so sometimes I feel that I can't complain in front of you. But he came home and he was all happy. And, you know, then I just told him, I just need time because it's hard for me to get things done in the day. And then by the time this time comes around, I just get frustrated with myself. And yeah. I just have a lot to get through. So my work time right now has become from 6:30 to 11:30. That's the time I actually work. And then, you know, he wants to have a conversation with me. I'm just like, I can't, I'm working. No one bothers you when you're working. Right. But yesterday my son came into the room like around 6:30 and he was talking to me and he put, I was like on my phone and then I heard the baby make a noise and I turned around and he put like a comforter in her face.
Oh my God.
And yeah. I know what he was trying to do. And I just like freaked out and I screamed at him and he got scared and he started crying. And then my husband came and he was like, what's going on? Let's talk about it. And I'm like, why am I the only one who's screaming in the house all the time?
yeah, that's me.
You know, and I'm like, why am I the one who has to scream? I'm like, I was like, I don't want you to scream. I'm not telling you, I'm not saying this because I want you, my husband, to scream. I want you to remain your cool, but why am I the one who screams all the time? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it has anything to do with my, and I told my son, it's nothing to do with you or it's just mom. It's issues that mom has to deal with inside. So I'm just dealing with those things inside. And I want to be more patient. I told him that I just want to be a better mommy to him. And he's been a gracious gentleman. But yes, you know, yesterday I really did. It was like one of those things where I was like at the edge. And when I turned around and I saw that, that's like when it like, I tipped over, you know?
Well, Tuesday is the day that I actually leave the house to work. And every Tuesday when I come back, I'm always frustrated too. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, like.
Yesterday my husband did come and he's like, I'll put the baby to bed and I'll put Eddie to bed. You go work out. No one bother mom. Let's leave her alone. And they just left me alone in the room for some time. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah. Same. I stayed up until I think like 1 a.m. just by myself in the living room. I was just like, oh, it's nice being here. Like no one's here. Yay.
I know. So I'm just trying to, again, it's not about being present. It's just about, I'm trying to be more patient and breathe more. Like breathe, like this is when the breathing exercises have really come into hand, like have really come in handy for me. Just, they tell you to breathe. It really does work. It really, 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 really does work. But, everyone's overwhelmed. Everyone has lots of things to do. Everyone has kids knocking in their door while they're on phone calls or recording a podcast. And again, I only have a 5-year-old and a 4-month-old. So my sister that has a 3, a 6, and a 9, I feel bad even complaining. And I have someone who helps me. And I have help in the house. Like, I don't understand why I'm the way I am, but I think I just have to look at the good.
No, I mean, you know, the baby just walked in here holding herself like, I need to go pee. I'm like, go. I can't. I'm like, yes, you can. Go. Just go. Just go to the bathroom. Thank you. They just want everything. Like, and then she's like, I can't. I can't. I'm like, just get on your step. That's why I got her a special elderly step. I don't know if you've seen the step that I have in my house. It's for elderlies. She can hold it and go inside.
Well, let's just anyway. Breathe. Let's talk about today what we have on the show today.
We live vicariously through our guests.
Today on the show, we have two women who have a zero idea what we're talking about.
Who are our guests, Bricia?
Today on the show, we have the Incredible Fears Women co-host of Locatora Radio, which is an incredible podcast that we love and adore, OG podcasts in the space. We have Zoe, aka Mala Munoz, who graduated from Tufts University with a BA in American Studies and now teaches self-defense and empowerment classes for women and children. She used to actually be a human development department chair and dean of student voices at an all-girls high school in LA, which was very interesting. I can't wait to hear those stories from her. And Ariana, aka Diosa Rodriguez, who received her BA in literature and creative writing from UC Santa Barbara. She is just heavily involved in everything that has to do with activism and community and student empowerment. And just an all-around badass freelance writer, and so has written for Remezcla, Figures by Me Too, Hip Latina, and you know, all around badasses. These two. What did we talk about on the show, Paulina?
We were talking about the difference between their lives and our lives at this point, like kids, no kids. You know, the difference between how we were raised, and it, interestingly enough, we were raised very similarly, but I think they. How am I going to say, they found themselves earlier, I think, you know?
And yes, they were, I think that's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, they found themselves earlier than, you know, than we did. It took us a while. I think it took us a while after we became parents. And for them, it was before. We talked about body positivity, sexuality, taboo topics that we, you know, that how do they see themselves talking to their daughters or their kids in the future? And it was a very interesting perspective. We also talk about their podcast. Why do they go by Mala and Diosa? You know,
No, I feel like you and I should have pseudo names now.
I know. Let me think about what I mean. Maybe it should be like what we used to call ourselves when we were kids. Remember, Yvonne and Stefania?
No, my name's gonna be Brionce.
Brionce. Oh wow, that's cool.
Brionce. So from now on, you can just call me Brionce. Bricia Brionce Lopez.
Anyway, it was such a fun episode. You guys are really going to enjoy it. So without further ado, here is your interview with Locatora Radio.
How Welcome are you? To the show, Locatora.
Hey.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Long time coming. We've been trying to connect. The universe has been trying to get on the way, but here we are, finally, from four different locations for the world.
Simultaneously. I love it. Very, yes. 2020.
Very 2020, yeah. You know, very like, very quarantine life. How are you guys?
Well, we're excited to be finally chatting with y'all. Like, you know, we consider Super Mamas like the OG podcasters, you know, like y'all have like created the lane for like Latina podcasters. So this is really nice. This is a really nice moment for us.
Are you calling me an old woman?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I hope that doesn't mean that I'm old or like that you see me and you're like,
no, oh my not God, at all.
Señora. Look at that señora.
Not at all. I mean, really, honestly, like I remember like when y'all interviewed Raggedy Tiff like early in her journey. And to me, that was like one of my first introductions to like podcast, like that interview. Yeah. So I mean, like OG as respectfully as possible.
I mean, we did start the podcast when we were like 12 or 15 years old. So, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, I was like a young 22-year-old like you guys. So.
Okay.
Anyway, well, welcome to the show. What has quarantine been like for you guys?
Quarantine has been interesting. I mean, we definitely had a plan of action at the beginning of 2020 for how we wanted our year in podcasting to look, the moves we wanted to make. We were fully prepared to be flying all over the country and doing speaking gigs because we had been doing the university circuit. But of course, the pandemic changed everything. So 2020 has been all about redirection and getting creative and figuring out, well, what's next? Because the original plan is just not an option.
Definitely. I know. Tell us about it. It was the same thing at the beginning of the year, you know, like, however, I think this year, for some reason, I remember very clearly when we got together, Bricia, my brother Fernando, and I, to talk about this year. We're like, this year we should take it easier. And then the world was like, ah, here you go, stop. And so we're like, okay, so next year we should just say, like, we want more action this year, you know? Well, first of all, I want to know, and I want to tell the Super Mamas that for some reason don't know who you guys are. Tell us about who you are. And, you know, what names do you guys, I know you guys go by like Diosa and like, so tell us a little bit like about like what, you know, who are you guys? Who is Locatora Radio?
So, you know, we like to think of the podcast of Locatora Radio as a radiophonic novela. You know, we like jokingly say that because we're Latina, we like have overnamed the podcast, right? We're Locatora Radio, we're Radiophonic Novela, we're Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, we're Dios and Mala, right? We have all kinds of names for the work that we do for the podcast. And partly it's because we see podcasting and audio as an art form and being able to create community in similar ways that the telenovela has really shaped or created community in Latinx or Latino families, and thinking how a telenovela can really be a community event within your own home. And so thinking about how the podcast for us, a radiophonic novela, can also be a way to build community with our listeners.
Yeah, we started podcasting in 2016, and this is our 4-year mark, and we're at a point where we consider ourselves, well, we are not just a podcast, but we're also a podcast production house. And I think that's been a really fun journey is growing into the next stage of this podcasting project. So we, not unlike the Super Mamas who do like, you guys do these incredible, gorgeous events. We've done events and we've done podcast parties and stuff. And we definitely have looked at your events to be like, okay, this is the caliber. This is the expectation. This is the standard. Got it. We need visuals. We need drama. We need a color palette. We need invites. Like, got it, got it, got it. So we definitely like to be multimodal and provide not just the audio, but, you know, like fun experiences all around on social media before the pandemic, in real life. We loved like blending the podcast with parties and dancing and events and things like that. So yeah, that's us.
I love that. I feel every time I listen to you guys, I feel like it me lleno de juventud. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are so fun and so out there. I love the fact that you guys talk about all these taboo
quote unquote subjects. That's one of the things that we wanted to do as well when we started Super Mamas. We started more on like motherhood and things that, you know, related to that. But I love that you guys talk about, you know, sexual health, sex positivity, like topics that are not really, you know, spoken about in our community. Like Dios and I were talking before we got on, we started recording, just about like, you know, education and how we were raised and what we expect for our children. So I really love the way that you guys are doing it. So, but tell us, why is it so important to you guys to talk about these things in your podcast?
Well, just to put it simply, like, we are having conversations with ourselves, with each other, and with our community. Because we didn't have those conversations in our own homes, right? And so I didn't have like a conversation about sexuality and sex education, right? Not a holistic one. It's always been from a Catholic abstinent, you know, standpoint. You know, I was raised Catholic, went to K through 12 education. So you can imagine the kind of education I received around sex and sexuality. So being able to be at the forefront of those conversations now is really important to us.
And something that we have found is, you know, we're not alone in this. There are so many of our listeners who identify as Latino, Latina, Latinx, what have you, Black, Indigenous, right? And our listeners come from all over, but for the most part, we're speaking to a predominantly Latina audience. And they tell us that they have had similar experiences and that the conversation is much needed and they share with us, right? Well, when I was growing up, this was the misinformation that I was taught, or this was the fear-based approach to sexuality and my body that I was exposed to. And we did a talk at UC Davis before the pandemic called Sex While Latinx. And we were talking about, you know, like puteria, basically, and just sex and the conversations around it and how we learned about it and how we express our sexuality now and the stigma. Something that we like to talk about a lot is, you know, I think that as a community, we recognize we're hypersexualized. Like, that's a trope that we acknowledge. Latinas are hypersexualized. Latinas are hypersexualized. You know, in media, historically, you're the maid or you're like the sex symbol, what have you. But there's all this sex projected onto us, but so many of us like don't know anything about our sexuality or about our options because we're never taught. So it's this really weird like middle ground to be in.
It is. I think it's super interesting that you say that because I'm trying to like think back or, you know, where did I get most of my sex ed? And I think most of my sex ed started in high school, you know, with like those really weird videos and the teachers trying to put like the condom on the banana and you're like, what the heck, you know? And I just, you know, we were never taught, you know, like the same thing like Diosa was saying, we are, you know, sex is always bad and sex is always, you know, something dirty and nasty. And those are the kind of things that we are also trying to change with our children so that, you know, I have three daughters and I want them to grow up with a more healthy relationship with their sex. Since we're talking about that, I want to know, like, are you guys, I mean, I'm sure I know the answer, but like, are you guys totally set, team pad or team tampon? Because that's like, that's a thing that we grew up with.
So I was definitely growing up like team pad because my mother,
because you didn't want to lose your virginity.
Exactly. Because she never said that, but she said married women she said after you have kids, you use tampons is what she would say.
Really?
And I didn't connect it. Like, oh, what she's telling me is that, you know, unless you've been penetrated, right, you shouldn't be using tampons. But that was her way of approaching it, you know, like, oh, after you have kids, then you can start using tampons.
Yeah, currently I'm team Diva Cup. Like, I've grown into an appreciation for the Diva Cup, so I have mine. But I really cite like the other girls that I went to school with who were like, oh girl, you need to get some tampons. What are you doing? You know? And so they put me on game about these different options, especially when you're like an athlete.
How old were you? How old were you when that happened? Because my friends never said anything. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't remember like them like, hey, you should go for it, you know?
Yeah, I want to say that I was definitely like in the seventh grade, in the sixth or seventh grade. And I remember at the time feeling like there was a couple girls who were like way more mature and like knew more things and just like were kind of And maybe it was just that they were better informed, that their parents were just being more honest with them, or maybe they were doing their reading. I don't know. But they just knew things that I didn't know about. And one of those things was about tampons. Those were also the girls who were like, you need to start shaving your legs, my friends. Like, you know, there was, it was like how to be a bad bitch, but we're in the seventh grade.
Oh my, that's kind of scary. My daughter's in fourth grade. That's only 3 more years from now.
Truly. The pressure starts early. And so it's also a combination, because it's like, it was cool, but it was also like, was it that cool? You know what I mean? So it's mixed, but that's also part of what happens when you're getting your information from your peers instead of like trusted adults.
Definitely. I think we have that. My daughter, she has facial hair, and you know, it's something that when she was younger, she was bullied for. She was in first grade. Okay. First grade when that happened. So ever since then, obviously, as you can see, I don't take it off. I don't do anything with it because I'm trying to teach her, right? Like that it's okay, that that's just who she is. And me, I don't have a hair in my body. Like my legs are always been so smooth. I've been like that. And then I see her that I can feel it on her legs already. And so I'm just trying to be as natural as possible. But she's asked me like, how come your legs are like that and my legs are like that? And I'm like, well, we're just different, you know, but and she's only in fourth grade. So I cannot even imagine the conversations that we're going to be having later.
middle school years for little girls. Ay, Dios mio. The love and the power and the strength to your daughter, because it's hard.
Middle school was awful. I think middle school was awful.
Yeah, middle school, I think I always call it unnecessary trauma. It's not even trauma that makes you a better person. It's not like the trauma that's like, oh, you're stronger at the end of this. I think I'm still trying to work through, you know, middle school traumas that I gained that like completely triggered and pierced my self-esteem so badly that to this day, as a grown-ass woman, I am trying to get those words out of my head, you know? And I always had this idea in my mind that if I had a daughter, I would homeschool her for middle school so she doesn't have to go through those years, because it's not about overprotecting. It's just unnecessary trauma that women go through. Because once you get to high school, I feel that you already have a better sense of who you are. And you've gone through the hormonal changes. And I think it's so different. I did find a school, though, that went from fourth grade through 12th grade. So they don't have a middle school. It's just all one school. That I thought, like, how progressive. I think that could work, you know? I don't know. My daughter is 3 months, and I'm legit thinking about her 4th through 12th grade education as we speak.
No, same thing.
Something that you guys probably won't understand. Yeah, but something that you guys probably should not worry about, not giving 1 ounce of thought. What you get out of this is just like, no matter where you go, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try to protect your children, children will be children. Whether you're poor, rich, or in between, children will always find a way to penetrate your soul. I was in a call yesterday and someone said, someone who's a dick will always be a dick. So I guess oh my God, my kid's actually going to call, so I don't want to be too loud. You know what I mean? Someone who's like mean, it's always going to be mean no matter what. So I think that, you know, it's just a matter of raising a person who has strong enough self-esteem by the time they get there, no matter what people tell them, that they're strong enough, right? And that's where my sister and I always talk about, that it's always really about ourselves. And about, you know, mom having a good self-esteem and a great self-esteem and portraying that on, that's the only way it's going to happen, because you have to change yourself and you mimic that force. Otherwise, you're going to get bullied by the parents too. How your house is so small. How you don't have a compound. Don't have a compound. But anyway, talking about podcasting life, I'm sure you guys love what you do. I mean, it's been 4 years, it's been, you know, that much longer for us. And one of the questions that I get asked all the time that I always have a hard time answering is, what has been your favorite episode? Do you guys have a favorite episode?
It is honestly so hard to say. We're at we've done like 93 episodes now. If I had to say it was a favorite episode, I really liked a lot of our early episodes where they were like way more thematic. So we started doing a lot more interviews in the past couple of years. But before, we were doing episodes like Look Epistemology is our very first one, Fem Tech, Fem Defense, and taking these broad ideas and then bringing in some research and some personal stories and really revolving an episode around, you know, something that we kind of came up with internally. And, you know, now we do more like we just interviewed Jackie Cruz, who is in Orange is the New Black, and we love talking to artists and creatives. But I would say some of those earlier episodes, you know, Fem Tech, Fem Defense, definitely.
What about you?
Yeah, I would second that. I think our early episodes, I think, set the stage for what the podcast was going to be about. And so, yeah, I agree. One of my favorites is Multidimensional Ho. So, you know, we talk about the multifacetedness of women and how you can be of how you can do it all. You can be a hoe and you can be smart and you can be a boss bitch. And all those things, right? And just trying to break through those binaries or dichotomies of, right, the Santa Puta, you know, we can go on and on about. And so I would say, yeah, that was probably one of my favorites.
I love those.
Can we also speak on your pseudonames? I don't know if you guys have legally changed your names. I don't know if like your ID when you go travel, like your passport says Mala, you know, I'm not really sure. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. We're not there yet.
But I would love to hear our listeners, because for those, I'm sure that those who are longtime fans of you already know. But for the new listeners who, you know, for our super moms or for those who are listening right now who've never heard of you, why do you refer to yourselves as, you know, these two names, or why do you identify so well with your new, I don't even know. Is it a name? I don't know. You guys are so woke. All these woke kids. I don't even know. Is it a name? Is it a reference? I don't know. I don't know what you guys are calling it nowadays.
Yeah, no, just like our stage names, basically. We were using these Instagram handles. I was already Mala and Diosa was already Diosa before we like even met in person and before the podcast, you know, came to be. So they were just our internet personalities.
Got it.
And they just kind of made sense in this sort of good angel, bad angel, you know, the different dynamics that we have. So I think that's another reason why it works, because it was very organic. You know, we didn't come up with the stage names. They were already there. We were already doing our own little types of art and performance, and Diosa was modeling, you know, and stuff before we started podcasting. So, yeah.
How did you guys meet?
We met on social media. We like followed each other on Twitter and Instagram for many years. We were living on different sides of the country. I was in Santa Barbara. Mala was in Boston on the East Coast. And eventually we both came back home, both moved back to LA. And there was a meetup for two different collectives, like Latina Rebels, the Instagram page and collective, and then Chingona Fire, which was a poetry collective. And they had a meetup in downtown LA, and we both went didn't plan on going like together. We didn't plan on meeting. And that's when we met in person, developed a friendship with a couple other mujeres that were there. And a couple months later is when we started Locatora Radio.
Oh, wow. It just clicked. It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened. Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that you guys, I cannot wait. Honestly, just by speaking to you guys, I'm really excited to see the future for my daughters. I cannot even imagine how it is, because I know that like one generation makes a huge difference, right? When I think about my mother and my tias and your parents, your moms, how different they were from us. And then how the new generation that's coming will be. I'm excited and I'm a little scared, to be honest with you. But, you know.
Well, I would love to ask that question to both you, Diosa and Mala, because you guys are not moms. You guys can just be, you know, open your mouth and say really truth, you know, truth, speak truth. But what kind of girls would you guys like to raise? Like when you guys, I don't even know if you guys think about having children, or maybe you don't think about having children, but maybe you think about your nieces or your friends' kids, right? How do you picture like the little brown girls change and evolve in the next, you know, 30 years? So, you know, I'm speaking, I have a 3-month-old. How do you picture a 3-month-old brown girl today and 21 years, given everything that's happening in the world now and what will continue to happen in the world and in this country?
Yeah, I would start by saying, like, I want, if I do have children, whenever or however that happens, I hope to give my kids like as much flexibility as they need to figure out their sense of style, the type of music they like, what is their creative interest. Like, I want them to have almost a blank slate where they can imagine possibilities for themselves that I could not even think of. I think about like my parents, like, are such amazing parents, so supportive, like wonderful, excellent people. They, like many parents, had a very big focus on, you know, obviously go to college, like get a degree that you can use, go into finance, go to law school, go to medical school, become an accountant, what have you, and, you know, become a teacher. And these are all really wonderful professions that bring people like beautiful lives, right? But podcasting literally did not exist like over the course of my education. There was literally nothing my parents could have done for me specifically in my schooling, in their inspirational talks to me to prepare me for this particular reality. Like, Diosa and I had to like meet and party and be friends. And then podcasting had to happen after we had already graduated from college for this to become a thing for us, for Locatora to exist, for this pursuit to be a possibility. So I, with my kids, like, I hope that I'm able to give them a neighborhood, a school, and a friend group where there are other kids of color who, like, hopefully are grounded and who love themselves, you know, because I working at the school and seeing the children, I could see how one brown child, one black child in a sea of whiteness, how that has an impact on that child and over the course of years, right? Because if your friends don't reflect you, that has all these different repercussions and vibrations. So I'm like, definitely community is number one. Like, my kids, I don't want my children to be the isolated lone child of color in any environment. I don't think that that's healthy for any of them. And I don't think it's like a sign of being exceptional or being the smartest one or being the best one. I think it does a huge disservice to children when they're like,
right,
not amongst community, right? But that doesn't mean that your kids can't travel the whole world and know everybody and do everything and speak a million languages, right? But I think that that grounding, that is really important. And I just hope that if and when I have kids, I continue to be open to all the possibilities that my child will discover, and then they can come back and tell me about it. You know, that's how I think about my parenting. But I'm not a parent, and it's probably like the second I give birth, everything changes, and I'm like, nope.
That's why I asked this question. That's why I think asking non-parents about this is actually good, because sometimes it gives actual parents that flashback of, oh my gosh, I remember this is what I wanted for my kid before I became a parent. So yeah. I should just, like, you know, reassess, or like, haha, I'll wait for you to have a kid, you know?
Right. Absolutely. So I can talk all my shit all day, but I'm like, at the end of the day, I just have my dog and me, you know?
What about you, Diosa?
No, that's true. Like, I was telling Paulina in the beginning, like, you know, I don't have kids, right? So I can't imagine how I would be parenting during a pandemic, right? So we were talking about that. But thinking ahead, if, like, I'm with Mala, like, it's a really big if, I think, at this point in my life. If I were to have kids, like, I would want to raise a daughter or child with a strong sense of self and bodily autonomy. I think those were things that I lacked growing up. You know, Barisa, you were talking about modeling, like self-esteem, right? And I remember as a kid when my mom was having bad body image days, because mm-hmm. it wasn't anything she said to me, but I remember how she felt or what she would say, yeah. how her mood changed those days, what she stopped eating. Like I'm very, very cognizant of that. Did that subconsciously affect my journey in my eating disorder? You know, absolutely. Unconsciously. I know it was no, like she never intended to harm me in that way. Absolutely. And so I think that if I were to have children, I would want to model, you know, that kind of body positivity and body autonomy. I always remember, you know, comments being made about my body, right? I wouldn't want to instill that kind of, I wouldn't want to create that kind of environment for my kid. I had a hard time speaking up and using my voice, which is also why it's to me like so such growth that I even have a podcast, that I can even co-host a show, because I did not like to speak. I did not want to express my thoughts. And so those are things that I've had to work through in therapy, so that if I ever have children, I do not want those things to be an issue for them.
Oh, I love that. I feel you on so many levels. Same thing. I think those are the two things that I lacked growing up. And I had to work after I had children because of the fact that I had children, that I was like, I can't do that again. So I am so happy and I applaud you for working through all of those issues now, so that, you know, if and when you guys are parents, it's going to be like you guys will work on totally different things. But, you know, me now having children and modeling all of those things, like, you know, body positivity and all of those things, I feel like it's super important in our culture, right? In our culture, it's very easy to call, like in my house, we don't call anyone gordo. You know, we don't use those words, because when I was growing up, it was like, it was an insult to me all the time. And so, you know, I don't use that with my children. They see me that, you know, I walk around my house, you know, naked, and I tell them that it's okay, just because I want them to be, you know, to love themselves and love their body. You know, they always ask me, like, do you think I look pretty? I'm like, oh, you look so beautiful, you know. But I think that those are two important things, and also to speak up. And like I was telling Diosa, my 8-year-old is changing so much right now, and that's one of the things that I'm having to work on with her, the speaking up, the speaking her mind. But I think sometimes it's just personality as well. And I'm just, you know, working through those issues with her right now.
Yeah. Great question. I love that question. It's so good.
Well, I always think that the best parents are the parents that don't have children. So that's why I always like to seek their opinion. Let's do some fire questions. Yeah, Paulina?
Let's do some fire question, girls.
Yeah, let's do some fire questions with these girls. That will be fun. You guys can both unmute at the same time, because I want you guys to answer at the same time without having the other an influence over the other. Not that you guys are influenced by each other, God forbid. Pardon, you want to go first?
I go first. Okay. Ariel or Jasmine?
Jasmine.
Ariel.
Yeah.
See, this is why I like them to team be separate, Diosa. Like at the same time, because, okay, why and why?
Oh man. Yeah,
why Jasmine and why Ariel?
I personally, it's more like I don't like the fact that Ariel goes so much of the film without her voice, you know? And I just think that Jasmine is a bad bitch, and I love her outfits and her hair and her whole thing. And I want more brown Disney princesses, obviously.
I just remember watching that movie a lot as a kid. That's literally the only reason. So, like, without even hesitating, I said Ariel.
I don't know. I like them both. So it's hard for me. Okay. Are you guys more like texters, or do you call people?
Texting.
Texters.
Okay. But, like, here's my other question. If we just go deeper into the texting situation. Voice note.
Voice note.
Do you text? Do you actually like text, or do you, or if you text, you put like the audio thing on your type on your keypad, and then your keypad texts for you?
I like voice notes.
Mala and I do a lot of voice notes,
but then so they do something.
That's what I realized, that like the younger kind of like that 20 something range does a, as I've realized, there's a lot of voice notes.
Well, I actually think voice notes is very Latin American. Like everyone on WhatsApp sends the voice notes. You know, 20 or older, you know, my cousin's 40 and is sending me WhatsApp in Peru all the time, you know, voice memos. Right. So, you know, right. I think that's why.
I don't know. My son the other day was working on his homework and he had to write out the, not the actual number letters, but, you know, 8. So he like went on the microphone of his keypad and said 8. And then it just kind of typed it out for him. And he just, I'm like, great. Like now you don't even have to learn how to freaking write. Like, you're just literally like going into the keypad and saying what you need to say and sending messages that way.
Stress.
Wow.
Okay. Dinner and a movie or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill.
Dinner and a movie. Right, I'm feeling nostalgic because we can't do it. Right. It's not an option. So I'll choose that one. Okay.
Speaking on the same tip, favorite quarantine activity, no judgment, without having to be productive either. Don't be like, my favorite activity is to plan out my week. Okay. None of that shit. Like I want like real like quarantine activity.
Cocktails. That's like my favorite quarantine activity. We bought a bar cart like a couple months ago because of the pandemic. We like stock up, everyone brings a bottle. You know, I live in a multi-generational household. So I'm not alone. So it feels like happy hour, like on a Friday or a Saturday. Aww, you know, so
how fun.
It's nice. Yeah.
That's super cute. Roller skating. I've been roller skating a lot. Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that like a thing? You guys are doing 20-somethings? Is that like a 20-something thing people are doing? I realize like a lot of 20-something girls that I know.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot. We're super tight. I only hang out with early 20-somethings too. Taking up a lot of roller skating lately and it's making me want to take it up.
Yes, not apparently. But you, so many people are getting into roller skating that like, all the skates are sold out everywhere. No one can get skates. They're on waiting lists. Luckily, I got mine like 2 or 3 years ago. So I already had them. And well, you know, we have the time. Is it so
because,
why not?
Is it because of that video of the girl roller skating backwards? Is it because of that?
There are so many. There are so many roller skating girls on Instagram. Maybe I follow all of them.
Okay. Do you do the four wheels or like the straight line?
Four wheels.
Yeah,
the quad skates. Four wheels.
I had Barbie quad squat.
I mean, I'm not roller skating. I don't think I'm coordinated enough, but I do think I think that partly it's because you can do it alone and be outside. So it's like safe, right? In the sense, and that's what people are looking for. They want to get outdoors.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because of Instagram, girl. There's a lot of things also, you can do outdoors.
Well, no, definitely because of Instagram, because you can look cute while doing it. Just look at Mala's videos. But also, you know, it's a safe and fun activity outdoors. Instagram has influence for sure.
It's safe. You can do alone and you look cute on Instagram. It's like every box is checked.
Check. I mean, you may dislocate your shoulder, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's safe.
I'm at this point in my life where I'm not even going to attempt to do something like that. I always wanted to do ice skating because Agujetas de Color de Rosa. I don't know if you guys are too young for that novela, but that novela just made me want to like skate all over ice, and then I realized I lived in Oaxaca and like we didn't have any ice cream, so it never happened. If you guys could choose one before you go outside to go on a date or on a Zoom call or, you know, trying to impress someone, are you guys gonna throw on your hoops first or your eyeliner first?
Hoops.
Great. Okay, you guys are on the same tip on that one. Paulina?
Early riser or night owl?
Both. Night owl.
Both.
Insomniac. Where's the insomniac option?
It's wild. She'll send me a text at 2 a.m. one day, 6 a.m. the next day. And I'm like, how? Like, how?
Girl. No,
I do not. Maybe you're just getting ready to have a child. Maybe because you're getting ready to have a child.
You need to sleep, girl. Trust me. If we can give you an advice right now, is you need to sleep right now. Sleep.
If you're fire questions, we'd be like, what would advice would you give to a younger sibling? Bitch, sleep.
Sleep.
Save those wrinkles for when you have a child and you actually cannot physically sleep.
For real.
Okay. If you can go on vacation anywhere in the world tomorrow, where would that be?
Paris. I've been watching Emily in Paris.
We've been talking about Paris for like a year now.
Yes. Yes.
I want to go to Paris.
It's not that hype. It's all about, it's just hyped up, girl. There's so many other places. Go to Oaxaca before you go to Paris.
Down, honestly. Down.
I was supposed to take my mom there this year.
Listen, I love Paris, and like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's a great city, and people are going to at me like left and right. But I just think that as Latinas, we have been like sold this whole like European, like France has had like the best marketing ever since forever. And I just I just think that there's so many beautiful small towns all over Latin America that are just as romantic with better food, but they don't have that marketing behind them. Right. That's like, I just need
absolutely.
I need to come up with like a Emilia en Oaxaca series, so like girls can be like, yeah,
I'm here
in Oaxaca,
absolutely,
like, you know what I mean, like fall in love with this, like,
right,
you know, wonderful like indigenous man that's gonna carry me in front of a cactus and like kick me away
in front of a maguey.
Yeah.
That's real. I mean, I've never been to Europe. I've only been to Latin America, which I love. That's been intentional, which is why Paris is like on the brain.
That makes sense. Okay. Are you guys more Halloween or Christmas?
Halloween.
Okay. I have a... We're all about Christmas.
We're like Christmas. We're like team Christmas. Yeah.
Team Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that when Halloween hits, I'm closer to Christmas. Okay. Beyonce or Selena?
Ooh. How dare you do this to us?
My first thought was Beyonce, but I had to think about it. So I'm not sure. But initially, if we're going like fire question, Beyonce.
I would also say Beyonce, just because Beyonce literally raised us. Like,
that's why we love you. See what I mean?
Children.
I know.
Beyonce has always been with us, always.
Okay, here's another one. Beyonce or J-Lo?
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Poor J-Lo. She can't sing. She can't sing.
I understand what you guys are saying. I understand where you guys are coming from. Sex or massage?
Sex.
It depends on with who.
It depends on with who, for sure.
Who's in the room? Who's in the room?
See, literally, sure. Like, only single girls who ask that.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Is there a way to have sex with other than the person you're with? What?
I forget that people have options with multiple people. Yeah,
I'm gonna hang up and be depressed. After this.
So sorry.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I am satisfied. I'm okay. 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 Massage or masturbation?
Massage.
Massage is great. I have this peyote and cannabis like oil from Mexico that my grandma brought, and a massage can be so fire, but you need all the right elements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
got it.
Mm-hmm. I need some
of
that.
Okay, well, let's just finish off with like, what are you absolutely loving right now?
We're having a hard time.
You know what?
Okay. I'm gonna give you guys some time before that. What have you taken up during quarantine that you hadn't been doing before? Like, what have you, like, are you knitting? Are you baking? Are you cooking? Are you doing your makeup? Like, what have you taken up?
Definitely TikTok. I was not on TikTok before quarantine. Okay. Yeah.
I've been doing like DIY home projects that I never had time to do before because I was always out and about. So now it's like, okay, everything that needed to get painted, you know, replaced, whatever. It's been done.
Home improvement.
Home improvement. Yes.
That's a good skill to take on because you never know who you're going to marry.
Girl.
True.
Girl.
I've been saying I only want to date people with old timey professions like cobblers and like woodworkers and meat cutters. Like, I need a man who has a useful fucking skill. Cannot stand a man who can't do anything. Like, it irks me. Like, it bothers me. Like, I can't do it. Like, in a romantic sense. You know what I mean? Like, if you're whoever, it's whatever. But if you want to be with me, like, you have to be useful physically around the house.
Yeah. Fair. Very, very, very fair thing to put in the top of your want list. Okay, so what are you absolutely loving right now, you guys? It could be anything. Like, what are you obsessed with?
I just finished reading Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia, and I've absolutely obsessed with it. It's so good. It's like one of those books you like have to talk to someone about, you know. It's like a book club book, like you want to discuss after. And it's being adapted into a Hulu series, which I just found out. So yeah, that's what I'm absolutely obsessed with right now.
Love it.
Love. Is it like the like Mexican Twilight or what?
No, it's like a I guess it would be like a horror, suspense, a thriller genre. Ooh. But it like takes place in Mexico in, I want to say, like the 1950s, and she goes to this little pueblo and she's in a Victorian house, and like the house is spooky and the family is creepy, and she goes there to like save her prima. So yeah, so it's good. It's like not scary, you like
checks all Stephen the boxes King.
It's not scary like Stephen King novel, like, oh shit, this is too much. It's like has the right amount of suspense.
Love it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What about you, Mana?
What I'm loving right now, you know, I live with my grandparents and they are hilarious. I appreciate the moments of comedy where like my grandma does things just because this is her way and how she is and how she talks. But sometimes she just has me dying of laughter because she's so effing funny. I was like, I posted this on my Instagram like a couple months ago now. I was roller skating and my grandma came and just started chatting, you know, about anything, whatever. And she's talking. And she has this grape vine in her backyard that she's been trying to get rid of. And she says to me, la pinche hierba, la quiero muerta. La quiero muerta, la pinche hierba. And I'm like, ah! Just think these moments that you can't plan them, you can't predict them. It's just when she's on one. That's my favorite right now.
Your grandma sounds like me.
I know, that's one of the things that I like. I think like I want, when I get like older, like everybody says, like you know, as women get older, they like they give less of a fuck. I'm like, I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to be like your grandma and just say what I think, and who gives a shit? I don't care. You know what I mean?
Truly, truly. Sometimes I'm like, oh my god, grandma.
I can't wait to get there. I cannot wait to get there.
Yeah.
No, goal in life for my kids to be like, stop, grandma, no.
Ay, ahí viene la abuelita, hide.
Right?
You're like, whatever my grandma listens, like says, like, please don't take it personal. She's just like.
Like, you need to give everyone a trigger warning before they meet your grandma. Yeah. And I think that's great.
No, like, that's when people, they meet me when I'm a grandma. Like, that's how it's going.
Exactly.
Like, you come to Grandma Brisa, like, everything she says to you, please don't take it personal. Or maybe you should take it up, but she just speaks truth.
Yeah.
Well, thank you girls so much for being here. Big fans. I hope you can collaborate again. Maybe we should do a show together, like a television show.
I love that. Multi-generational moms and
multi-generational
moms.
We don't say multi-generational, but
oh, excuse me, pardon me.
I guess I can play your grandma.
La tía abuela.
I was thinking more like older sister, younger sister.
There you go. Primas.
Yeah, Mala sometimes will try to call me a tía, and I'm like, girl, I am like still prima age. Like, don't age, okay?
I can't wait to be retired. I too dream of being an elder, so it's not a bad thing. It's a full compliment.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, for the very few people that don't know where you guys are, tell us where they can find you, follow you, stalk you, ask you questions, whatever. Tell us everything.
Yeah, we're on all of the socials. So you can follow us at Locatora_radio on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're definitely the most active on Instagram. And you can tune in on all streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom.
Visit our website, locatoraradio.com. Email us, hola@locatoraradio.com. Follow us on TikTok. We're trying to build our TikTok audience. Yes.
Also that.
We're trying to keep up with the children, you know? It's hard.
Yeah. We gave up on that.
You're telling me. I'm trying to keep up with my actual physical children.
My own children.
Fair.
Well, thank you guys so much. This was so much fun. We totally need to do this again. And you know, stay cool, stay young, sleep.
Yes, we'll I will
sleep.
I'll sleep
for real. Go to sleep.
Save those wrinkles for when you for actually real. Cannot.
Sunscreen, sunscreen, and sleeping.
Yes. Yeah.
Water, sunscreen, sleeping.
That's the key.
Love it.
And
it.
Well, you two have gorgeous skin. So, yeah. I mean, I'm going to take the advice. Clearly, the proof is here.
No, for real, though. Sleep.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies. Well, thank you so much. Us. We'll thank see you later. Bye. Bye.
See you both.
Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
That was fun.
That was very, very fun. And we're back with our favorite episode, a favorite segment of our episode, which is the Supermama pick or tip of the week, where we share things that we bought or things that we are doing that have helped us through our journey as women. Paulina, do you have any picks or do you have any tips that you can share with
us? I have a
go
pick.
For it.
I am going to do a shameless plug here. And as the holidays are approaching, I would really, really highly, highly suggest you guys getting your mole jars from ilovemole.com.
Hey.
Thanksgiving's coming, Christmas is coming, New Year's is coming. There's going to be a lot of cooking around the house. I would say grab your jars today. You can go to ilovemole.com. And we have the online store there. We have chocolate, we have moles. But the mole jars are so easy to make and they are so delicious. Van a quedar super bien con la suegra. You know, like honestly,
for sure.
If you make this mole, I think I did it like 2 weekends ago or something. It was like 15 minutes.
Store ilovemole.com.
It was the best. So delicious. And everybody was impressed. Well, my husband was impressed. You know, I'm telling you, you got to impress your guests. Grab your jar of moles. That is my shameless plug and my tip of the week.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. That was kind of like a cheating pick, but...
No, okay. No, because that I made a tlayuda with mole and queso, and that was amazing. That was so good.
You're like the stuff we sell is actually really good.
No, but I just think like it's easy. It's like a hack. It's legit.
No, I know. The thing is like that's how I feel about like a lot of the things. Like every time I have a michelada, I'm always like, dude, shit, our micheladas are bomb.
They're so good.
You know?
That too. Get a michelada.
Or every time we talk about, or I'll go to the restaurant and I eat something, I'm like, wow, our food really is great. Not that I didn't think it was, you know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe give us a cooking tip, Brisa, for the Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness. You know, here it is. So I am going to tell you, I was talking to Elizabeth and her fiance.
Fiance.
They got married in December and we were going through their wedding menu because they asked for my opinion and what should their dinner be like and blah, blah, blah. And Lucas is like, you know, I really like those mashed potatoes that you made for Thanksgiving last year. And I really like those Brussels sprouts that you made for Thanksgiving last year. I just keep thinking about those. And that, you know, I was like, so basically you want to recreate our Thanksgiving dinner.
For your wedding.
He was like, yeah, I mean, we shouldn't do that though, right? I'm like, no, we're having Thanksgiving next week. But he's like, and Elizabeth told me how he has spoken about those mashed potatoes since last year. He's like, Lucas has been speaking about those mashed potatoes, like, every single day or at least once a week for a year, and he is so much looking forward to it. So part of me is like, okay, no pressure. I have to recreate this mashed potatoes. But my, the, where I got the mashed potato recipe and technique was actually from this masterclass app. I don't know if any of you have subscribed or are subscribers to the masterclass app, but I am a fan. I think it's $100 a year, I think, but it's a great Christmas present if you want to grab for somebody. And you have a library of teachers that teach you everything from cooking to photography to music to basketball to dancing to creativity to business. I mean, there it's so legit. It's so great. It's one of the best applications that I've invested in for myself. And Thomas Keller, which is, you know, Thomas Keller, one of the most renowned chefs in the US, has a masterclass on cooking and vegetables. And he does this potato puree recipe. And I watched it and I recreated it. And it turned out exactly, I want to say, like Thomas Keller. Mm. And that is the way I make mashed potatoes. So that is my pick slash tip. If not, I'm sure you can Google it. Don't know if you can, but I just put Thomas Keller potato puree. It's potato puree. That's the way he, because it's not really mashed potatoes. They're so creamy and light, and the way there's like a technique behind it. Just that. That's all I have to say about that. So that will be my cooking tip. I also have my Brussels sprouts recipe from last year on my blog, moleandmore.com. So if you guys want to check that out, it was also a hit last year on Thanksgiving.
So good.
They went. Actually, they went by so fast.
They did. I tried to
those finish before anything else. Those finished before eight. I was like, no one's going to eat these Brussels sprouts. I was wrong. Everyone ate the Brussels sprouts.
And now everybody cooks them at home. I cook them here all the time. I even bought the vinegar that you used and everything because I was like, they're so good. So yeah, thank you for that tip. I am not great at doing mashed potatoes. I think, you know, someday we'll share the story of my mashed potatoes. but I'm super excited. And next week's is Thanksgiving, ladies. We usually take a break, but we'll come back the week after. We wish
you all. And we'll tell you all about it.
Yes, we wish you all the best time. Be safe, please. Be smart. You know, things are not the greatest right now. So let's just be smart. Let's take care of ourselves, of our families, of each other. And there's so much, so much to be grateful for. So we are grateful for you guys, and we are excited, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hasta la próxima.
¿Cuál era? Hasta la otra semana. Hasta la otra semana, hermana. Te veo en 2 semanas, hermana. Something like that. It was something like
that. Wow. Okay.
Anyway, all right. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Enjoy.
Bye.
Love. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in the Face at Supermamas Podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Super Mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Calling to our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message, or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love. And
see you next week, Super Mamas!